first thoughts, and I don't know, feeling a little more sluggish than usual this morning. Set my alarm for 4, and the last few days, including today, I guess I woke up before that, and this morning chose to, you know, I don't know, you have got to just make sure you're ready to go. We've got our mini Aussie Shepherd who's ready to eat her first breakfast as early as I could, but yeah, I don't know. Wake up times of 3:35 a couple of days, Tuesday, Wednesday, yesterday, like even earlier, ahead of 3:25, and this morning, lingering a little later to past 10 to 4, but I don't know, just one of those, usually by the time I get out of bed, I'm ready to get going. Yeah, a little coffee, a sugar-free hot chocolate mixture, and all right, we'll get after it here this morning. Caleb's return after 7. Thanks so much to Micah Bailey for sitting in here. The last 3 days. On to today in history. On this day in 1935.
Today, a hope of many years standing is in large part fulfilled.
Yeah, in Washington, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed the Social Security Act. The law continues to provide retirement income to seniors along with other government benefits. And our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love for August 14th. Another lengthy title. Bob loves these long titles for his devos. Today is, we shouldn't be surprised when we don't understand what a God who says he surpasses all understanding is doing. Let me catch my breath. Philippians 4:7 says, the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Goff writes, the traffic where I live in Southern California is world famous for being bad. You can sit on the highway for 3 hours and go 20 miles. I'm a pilot, so sometimes I'll rent a little plane if I have an engagement farther up the coast. I skip the wait and the traffic, get a terrific view, and have some fun at the same time. Best of all, he says, I skip the feeling of my blood pressure rising and my patience plummeting. Most of us react the same way to gridlock traffic. We wonder, what's the holdup? Why is everything moving so slowly? What happens when our life stalls or takes a hard right turn we weren't expecting? We finally settle down with someone who stole our hearts from the moment we met. Then we get bad news from the doctor. Or we pour all our energy into a movement we believed in only to have it fall apart. As annoying as it is to hit the detours, endure the disappointments, and wait in the stop-and-go traffic life sends our way, these little things shape us. In fact, he doesn't call them little. He just says these things shape us. Final paragraph. Sometimes the delays in our lives are merely annoying, and sometimes they're devastating. They can even cause us to ask if God is there and if he's good. Don't be surprised when you don't understand what a God who says he passes all understanding is doing. Those are the times when we have to remember he holds all things together, including us. Sometimes we don't see how God was moving until years down the road. For God, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. Hang tight. This might take a minute to sort itself out. Today's closing question, in what area of your life do you need more patience? All right, time for another Film Friday conversation with our friend Andrea Polnasek, the award-winning screenwriter from Chippewa Falls, working on that Christmas movie later this year, first of 10 movies in 10 years in Chippewa. And Andrea, great to talk to you again.
It's exciting to be here.
I saw a post from your sister Alexandra this week, and she talked about there's nothing sweeter than meeting young readers who love our books and then tell me they love our movies too. And, you know, as much we talk about the Boylan sisters, we've got the Kendrick brothers and the Boylan sisters and the faith and film community. And maybe we haven't talked a lot about books and movies, and these kind of go hand in hand with Switched and other things, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, my sister Alexandra and I feel very passionate about making high-concept media for that tween audience, where the values match up with the values that many parents are trying to instill in their kids. But we want to make it, you know, something that's fun and engaging that kids want to read and watch. So there's two different versions. We have our movies, Switched and Identity Crisis, which also have novels. And then we also have novelized a couple of our scripts that we haven't made into movies yet. So we have Technology Tripping and another concept called Girls Who Click. So we have 4 novels, and we're encouraging, I think it's really cool to read because, you know, we can take things in and watch them, and it's fun and it makes an impact. But when you read it, you are taking it in a different way into your being. And a lot of we kind of hide those veggies in with the dessert, and there's lots of scripture and really God-infused ideas in these books that help tweens to actually, I think, bring in those concepts into their lives in a meaningful way.
And so one thinks back, knowing you over the years, I mean, when you were younger too, kind of that tween, 8 to 12, early teens, I mean, you were greatly impacted by an encounter you had with Amy Grant, right?
I was, yes. So I grew up in a pretty strict Christian home. I was not allowed to listen to secular radio. And so Amy Grant was my Madonna. She was my rock star. And I got to see her Straight Ahead concert and stood in line afterwards to get an autograph. And the coolest thing is I was frozen. I mean, she was like my hero. My mom sort of pushed me forward and said, "Andrea sings." And Amy wrote an autograph for me, said, "Keep singing, Andrea." And then she hugged me. And that was like the most amazing experience ever. I mean, my mom said she practically had to pick me up off the floor. But at 11 years old, that was an indelible mark in my life. And so thinking about us being able to influence that age group, it really does make a difference to feel noticed and seen by somebody that you really respect.
I've got chills. I mean, just thinking about the impact that was made on you, and then you and your sister have been able to rise up through your books and movies being able. Where's the best place for people to moms and dads and kids to access some of this, these books?
Well, all of our books are on Amazon, and I just encourage you to go to the BoylanSisters.com. There, all of our movies are listed there. You can find out where they're, where you can watch them, where they're streaming currently. And then there's links to all of our books on, Amazon.
And, also,
BoylanSisters.com.
Also, we should do a quick word on, ChippewaFallsMovie.com. How are things going on the fundraising, right now?
Yeah. We're continuing to look for business sponsorships, and we'll, I'm happy to talk to anybody who would like to have their business featured in the movie. And just in keeping with this idea of the tween audience, this is family-friendly content made right homegrown right here in Chippewa. And so once we get the movie greenlit, then we'll be able to have lots of Chippewa Falls and Chippewa County residents that can be extras and be part of the movie. And that will do the same thing that Amy did for me, just to be to have our tweens be able to be part of this movie.
Roy, check out these websites, theboylansisters.com. That's all one word, theboylansisters.com, for books by Andrea and Alexandra, and also ChippewaFallsMovie.com, ChippewaFallsMovie.com. Andrea, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Bowers on the ground, through base hit. Here comes Cheerio.
Brian Anderson on Brewers TV as the crew rallied for a 5-4 win over the Los Angeles Dodgers to open that series in L.A. Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers dropped their preseason opener to the Pittsburgh Steelers 28-9. A bright spot, Trey Smack converting all three of his field goal attempts, including a 58-yarder. Packers coach Matt LaFleur says his team has a lot to work on.
I thought our ones on both sides of the ball did some good things. It was good to end a drive with a, you know, field goal. I thought Trey Smack showed out. That was really a positive.
WWIB, the Whip Wake Up Show. Good to have Caleb back, though. Hey, Micah, thanks so much for sitting in the last few days. And so, you know, there are things that it's not uncommon to be allergic to. Cats among them. There are other items people can be allergic to. But we have some unusual things that people actually have allergies to. For instance, somebody is apparently allergic to the glue and Band-Aids.
That would not be fun when you have boo-boos as a young one, right? And then you find out, oh, that just kind of makes it worse. Some odd things. These are social media answers to what's an odd thing, a kind of silly thing that, that you're allergic to, but you can't help it. You're allergic to it. Someone said, mosquitoes. I thought it was normal for the bites to be the size of a baseball, but apparently not.
Wow.
That would make summer
That's
so
horrible.
Much more difficult.
That's horrible. Wow. I'd like to be allergic to them just in the sense of that I wish they'd stay away from me. But sawdust is something that somebody said they're allergic to. They say as a do-it-yourselfer, it kills me that I can't step foot into Home Depot without breaking out in hives.
Real things that people are allergic to that are quite inconvenient. How about grass? Someone's like, yeah. I'm allergic to grass.
You wonder everywhere.
Why I stay inside and game all day.
Yeah. Someone else, allergic to cockroaches.
Well, I mean, that one. Yeah. No one really wants those around.
Mm-mm.
And one final thing from social media responses. What's something odd, silly, strange that you're allergic to? Someone said sand, and I hate it because I love to go to the beach, but I'm allergic to the sand.
Wow, that's rough. The newest Madden NFL video game is out now.
If you're wondering why your man is mad, ladies, it's because he just lost to a 10-year-old online, all in stunning 4K.
Ouch.
Research shows that it's not necessary, after all, to take 10,000 steps per day.
See, I wasn't lazy, just a visionary.
There you go.
Astronomers say that our galaxy, the Milky Way, is a wimp, weighing far less than similar-sized galaxies.
Well, don't blame Americans. We're sure doing our part.
For sure.
At 93, the president of Cameroon is the world's oldest president.
He's held office so long, his first-term photos are in black and white.
Indeed.
In fact, at 93 years young, the president of Cameroon is the world's oldest president.
I hear his cabinet meetings double as bingo night.
Huh.
Sounds fun. A man was evicted from his apartment in Japan recently after his landlord learned he had a pet alligator.
Show me on the lease where it says anything about no alligators.
Right.
And finally, a major study found that there is no benefit to organic food.
Unless you're the one selling it.
Uh-huh.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Well, as another week comes to an end, it's our first best of the week since July 24th. We like to play rapid fire. Micah Bailey, are you ready?
I think so.
Here we go. What's your favorite way to spend a day off?
Oh, watching movies or spending time with family.
What's your favorite musical artist?
Musical artist? Oh, it's got to be Toby Mac.
What's the best vacation you ever took?
Yellowstone last year.
Hmm.
That was beautiful.
Where's the next place you hope to travel to?
London.
Hmm. What are your hobbies and how did you get into them?
Ventriloquism because my grandma was a ventriloquist. Legos because they're just awesome. And watching movies. Why not?
Are you an extrovert or an introvert?
I'm an extroverted introvert.
The highlight was I got to hold my five-day-old nephew.
Oh.
And so congratulations to my sister Promise and brother-in-law Christian. And so little baby Silas. And my baby is 3.5 and big and very active. So I hadn't got to hold a baby that little for a long time. So holding, again, new nephew Silas was just a highlight.
What's your favorite movie?
Movie, Inception or Tenet, both by Christopher Nolan.
All right, Tuesday Trivia on the Whip Wake Up Show. Micah, you have a question.
I do, yes. All right, so I had a cat when I was younger.
Yep.
Our question of the for our Tuesday Trivia.
Yep.
What World War II veteran was my cat named after?
This is Amber from Cameron.
All right, Amber.
I'm going to guess Louis Zamperini.
Louis Zamperini, what makes you say that?
Well, he's inspirational. He's got a great story, and the film came out maybe about the time you were naming a cat.
Amber and Cameron, is she right?
She is.
Way to go, Amber.
Way to go, Amber.
Amber, you're going golfing. Way to go. Louis.
Great, thank you.
Now, that's Lauren Hildebrand, right? Did you read the book or just see the movie?
Read the book.
Yeah. Unbroken, right?
Yes, yep, that's the title.
Yes.
Terrific. Yeah. How was the book?
Detailed, a little uncomfortable at times. The raft is a tough, the raft scene or portion of his story is a tough one. And the POW with the Japanese camps, it's a tough read, but so inspirational.
What's the last TV show you binge watched?
Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power.
It is my mom's birthday today. So happy birthday to Sarah Swenson from the Rice Lake Cameron area. Happy birthday, Mom. And again, I could go on and on, take the rest of the show, truly, to tell you about everything that my mom is and how she's an example to me. My mom is a servant. My mom will wear herself out in the service of others. And that's something that I would love to imitate in my life, to have that selflessness of always making sure others' needs are met before my own. And it's something I can only hope to be, following the example of my mom as she follows the example of Jesus Christ.
Is there one podcast you enjoy?
The Dave Ramsey Show.
What's your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
If you could eat only one food the rest of your life, what would it be?
Bacon.
Yes, somebody's going to be able to pick up $20 in gift cards from Dairy Queen, courtesy of Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin. But to do it, you're going to have to give us the secret sound. We ready? Here we go. There we go. What is that sound?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
All right, Linda, last guess this go-round. What is it?
If this is right, I want you to give it to Vicky.
Wow, okay.
It's a sword being pulling out of the sheath.
A sword being pulled out of the sheath. So Vicky had originally said sword going into. Is this a sword going out of the sheath? It is. Sword going, being pulled out of the sheath. Let's listen. That's what that is. Do you enjoy pineapple on pizza?
Oh, absolutely.
There you go. I bet that put Mike in your good graces.
He's going to get to keep his job here. Not that I have any say in that, but yeah, love that guy.
The best of the week. Little fun fact, one of the most memorable speakers that I ever witnessed at Cedarville University was Louis Zamperini.
Wow.
It was amazing, his story, but how spry he was. I think he was, over 90 at that point. Huh. And yeah, incredible story. And yeah, I still remember the standing ovation we all gave him. What an incredible man. Very, very inspiring. So,
wow, what a cool experience for you to have heard him live.